Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Dr. Scott Powell is here. He's senior fellow with the Discovery Institute, managing partner at Remington Rand, LLC. And he is the author of a very important book, Covert Cadre, among other other articles and different monographs and pieces that he has written. He is an economist and an entrepreneurial expert, and he's our new friend, Scott Powell. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. So, one of the things I want you and I to talk about first. Is regulations. Now, I don't know if you agree with me, but it's pretty well known that during the Obama administration, the Federal Register was just clogged with regulations. And it really, in my opinion, in the opinion of a lot of people, it really set back the economy. And one of the things, all the other things he does or not, one of the things that President Trump has done that he promised to do was to reduce regulations. And that, I believe that's contributed to, he's done that, and I believe that's contributed to the economy. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he said that our economy was in need of a 75% reduction in regulations.
Yeah.
And he was right. We can do with far less regulation. You know, we need to regulate in the right way. If we regulate to protect competition, to promote investment, then regulations can be helpful. But most of the regulations that have been established have been an encumbrance on business. And therefore, we need to reduce those encumbrances to unleash the entrepreneurial spirit and drive of the businessman.
Right. Well, there's
good.
There's some specific ones.
Business is good.
Right, exactly. Well, there's some specific ones we can talk about, like trying to get in the middle of who gets overtime or not, or trying to connect a franchisee's employees to the mothership franchisor corporation. Those are bad regulations. There are a number of those that have wound up being killed, knocked out, and our experts here on regulations have been going to the Register in the last year, and they say there's almost nothing there. There are almost no new regulations.
That's amazing.
That in and of itself is making investors, business owners who invest, want to invest more, isn't it?
That is correct. You know, they say that if you make something more costly or you tax something more, you get less of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you reduce taxes and reduce the burden, you'll get more of it. So we're getting more business because we have less regulation.
Another regulation that was sort of a little bit of a tangent to some people but not to me was when Dodd-Frank came down hard on the banks but didn't differentiate between the big banks and the community banks. And so the community banks got killed by these big bank regulations. Well, that was an easy thing to fix, but they didn't until maybe recently. I think they're going to fix that. What do you think?
They are. They're rolling back a lot of Dodd-Frank. There was so much counterproductive regulation in the Obama years. You know, rewriting the whole healthcare system was
right.
A huge burden.
Yeah.
And rewriting all the bank regulations. You know, they created a new agency, the CFPB.
Oh, what an abomination.
It really was.
What an Obamacare. You mentioned the healthcare. Have you ever seen anything hold back an economy like Obamacare did?
No. It was it really, really was a huge burden, especially to small businesses. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you want to cap, you know, at 50 employees or more, you've got to comply with this regulatory mass. Well, a lot of businessmen are going to choose, well, you know, we're just not going to grow above that. And yeah, we're going to, you know, we're going to make more people work part-time. That was so counterproductive.
Well, that's exactly what, and that was the result. But those kinds of regulations, without regard for how it's going to affect Main Street America, how it's going to affect regular employees and small businesses, is really unfortunate. And hopefully we've learned our lesson. I'd like to think we have. I need a website, Scott. You got one?
Well, discovery.org is where people can, your listeners can find all the articles that I've written.
Discovery.org. Hang on to the others. We'll do those in a little bit. We'll take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about small businesses growing and getting bigger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.